Well, it came to a point in 1962, National Distillers wanted to move me to New York City, to the home office, 99 Park Avenue, and I wanted to stay in Oklahoma because I thought eventually at Oklahoma they'd have a franchise for liquor just like beer, and I wanted to be a wholesaler. So rather than moving to New York, why, my father-in-law was a Ford dealer in Veneta and had been since the Second World War. So just before I went in the Army for 2 or 3 months, I was waiting to go in. While I lived in Veneta, I was actually a car salesman for about a few months waiting to go into service. And so we decided that I'd buy a Ford dealership, and we looked around at one in South Texas and then a couple in Oklahoma. We looked at Nowater and Cushing and ended up buying the Ford dealership in Pawhuska. And we left Oklahoma City in 1964 and moved to Pawhuska to be in the Ford business.
All right, and then let's mention your wife's name is?
Gail.
Gail. So when you say your father-in-law, then that's...
It's Carl Campbell, and I married Gail in 1960. I was driving a Chevrolet company car, and I was, and yeah, I figured that he might be a little upset, you know, daughter marrying a guy driving a Chevrolet. I asked for her hand, and we got married on November 26, 1960. What was kind of interesting, I was back in Veneta early in 1960, and my brother and his girlfriend, Susie Raleigh, they fixed me up with a blind date with Gail. I was 25 and Gail was 19, and Gail's mother didn't really want her to go out with me because I had just come back from Germany, and this was a blind date on April Fool's Day. And Susie told Gail's mother she'd keep a close eye on us. And so our first date, as I said, was on April Fool's Day. And we went out to Langley and had a steak dinner at one of the nightclubs that was really running back in those days. Langley and Spavinaw's, where everybody went on weekends from Tulsa and Oklahoma City to party at Grand Lake. So from April Fool's Day to November, why, it was a short six-month romance.
Then married.
Got married.
How many children did you have?
We had one son, John, and he was born in 1964 at the Baptist Hospital in Oklahoma City.
Let's talk about Denny Cresap Ford.
We got to Pawhuska. I bought the dealership from Barney Oldfield.
Let me ask you, where did you get the money to buy that, and how much did it cost?
The dealership was pretty run down, and it was out on the west side of town. The previous owner, Barney Oldfield, had shut down the dealership downtown and moved out to a little building on the west side of Pawhuska on Highway 60. And he was a rancher from Burbank, and he was better at ranching than he was at selling cars. And I believe we borrowed $40,000 from Gail's Aunt Helen, who lived in San Antonio, to go in the Ford business. And Ford required that a new facility be built. I didn't have the money to build it, but I was able to find a gentleman by the name of Virgil Standifer that had nursing homes, and he actually built the building for me, and I leased it back from him.
So as a car dealer then in Pawhuska, many interesting ranchers would buy trucks from you, I suppose.
Yes, there were four families at that time that owned over 500,000 acres of land.
What were the names of those families?
Chapman Barnard. I had business from the Barnards, Chapman Barnard, and the Drummonds. There were a large number of the Drummonds that had ranches.
Frederick Drummond,
Fred A. Drummond. Actually, I had all their truck business. There was the Mullendores, and then there was Boots Adams. Of course, Boots Adams was retired chairman of Phillips, and he had owned part of the Chevrolet dealership in Bartlesville, which, by the way, furnished all the company cars to Phillips.
What was he doing buying Fords from you?
He didn't buy any. No, Boots Adams had Chevrolets because he owned the Chevrolet dealership.
You were just pointing out that he was there and didn't buy from
you. But there were other some large ranchers, not as large as those four families. But Boots Adams put together 100,000 acres up in 4 acre, Oklahoma.
Were you around him at all, Boots Adams?
Yes.
What kind of a guy was he?
Well, I only had one instance where actually he had his wife, Dorothy Glenn, liked keg beer. And she would come down to our warehouse in Bartlesville. Later on, when I was in the beer business, Boots Adams' wife liked draft beer. She liked Michelob. And we had them in quarter barrels, and they had a keg dispenser out at their house, and she would buy the quarter barrels of beer. I would go out there every so often and flush her beer lines. Draft beer was required at least every 2 or 3 weeks, you flush the lines out and clean them. Well, I was out there one time. She had called. There was a problem with this little refrigerated one keg box. It was foaming, the beer. And I went out there and cleaned the lines, and it was just, like a regular refrigerator, and it has a compressor, and it was low on Freon. Well, I was in the family room with her, and Boots was in the bedroom on the phone talking to somebody, and he stopped and he yelled at his wife and said, "Just tell that guy to give us another new refrigerator." Well, they cost $700 or $800, and back in those days, I couldn't afford to give him a keg box. And he owned the Coca-Cola distributorship, and it was just a little Freon problem, and they have Coke machines all over the place. And so I just told his wife that just call down at the Coke plant and have them come out and put some Freon in the compressor, and that'll solve the problem. It was kind of interesting. The Coke plant used to be downtown Bartlesville across the street from the Adams building, and Phillips decided they wanted to build a new executive office building on that corner. And so Boots went across the street, bought the Coke plant, moved it out on Washington Boulevard, and sold the land to Phillips to build the new executive office building. And up until that time, there weren't any soft drink machines in any of the Phillips office buildings. But after Boots bought the Coke plant, they put Coke machines in all the office buildings.
All right, we should point out he was the chairman and CEO of Phillips.
Correct.
Petroleum Company.
Yes.